Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk about body composition, how it gets measured, and how we make it easier than ever in the Perfect Workout app. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey, everyone. We were just chatting with producer Ben, and we were thinking to see if people are really watching these on YouTube and stuff, we should bury some like Easter eggs, you know, maybe change something up in the video and then give like an award out for people that can find the Easter egg. I'm not saying that we've done that. I'm just saying we're thinking about doing that.
Nobody's saying we've done that.
Yeah. Actually, you have a funny
story.
You have a funny story about this.
So I was telling about a senior prank, like a high school senior prank. There's a prank where you grease up three pigs and you spray paint them 1, 2, and 4. And then they catch the three pigs. And then the whole time they can't relax because they're looking for number three, but there was never a number three. And so then we were thinking that we should put Easter eggs in these episodes. And then people watch the episode trying to see what the Easter egg was to get the prize. And then we just never do anything. So, but you've watched the episode. So
I think you brought a lot of peace to some people, because if you're still wondering where that third pig is
right.
from like decades ago,
just
probably wasn't there.
Yeah. If you're at Vernon Hills High School and you're an administrator, perhaps a teacher, a coach, or part of the support staff, I got to tell you, there was never a third pig.
Secret's out. You're welcome, world.
You're welcome. Cat's out of the bag, or pig's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Regardless.
So that translates perfectly over to today's conversation, not really, but body composition. So we've talked a lot in prior episodes about measuring strength over time. We've talked a lot about the difference between weight loss and fat loss. And every time we've spoken about that, we've said, we're going to talk about body composition, in particular, how we track this in our phone application in another episode. And this is that episode.
We did it.
Jim, let's just get into it.
We're here. So there's the workout, and then there's the results from the workout. But the question often lingers, is this working? And if it is, how do I know? Now, there's the strength increase, which is measurable, and you can anecdotally notice it. So we got that, strength increase and work capacity increase. But body composition, you're like, okay, I weigh more or I weigh less, but we don't know the composition of, did you lose muscle? Did you lose fat? Did you gain muscle? Did you gain fat? And over the years, a small percentage of our membership has been very motivated, and they've gone out and done the DEXA scans, or they've gotten someone to do some caliper measurements. There's a lot of ways to measure body composition, but much like putting your workout clothes and your shoes and stuff out the night before helps you go do it, you have to remove friction and pave the way. So there's never really been an efficient and accurate way to measure body composition in your home. And I've been using the Prism scans in the app, in the Perfect Workout app, since last fall when it was in beta and then to now. And it's impressive. It's really impressive. And it's within, what'd you say? It's like
2% efficacy of a DEXA scan.
Of a DEXA. And so, on a weekly basis, just checking in. And I don't care so much how much space I take up on the earth. I want to know how much of that space is fat and how much is muscle. And so if I keep the fat the same and gain 10 pounds of muscle, that reduces my body fat percentage. So it increases my leanness. It improves my body composition. That's the goal, not just weight loss. And we've talked before about how you don't want weight loss, you want fat loss.
Right.
So these Prism scans in the app, in the comfort of your own home, first thing in the morning, just turn around in a circle. It's an easy process. It's affordable. It's very inexpensive. It's just an excellent way to track progress beyond just how much do you weigh on a scale.
Yeah. Yeah. A few things you mentioned there. And then I'll talk about something that I think is going to be more prevalent in the future here, because you just talked about fat loss versus weight loss, which we've mentioned before. Sometimes with like DEXAs even, you talk about technology getting better and better. Now they're doing these things like functional MRIs, et cetera, because even with a DEXA, you can't really see some of the fat that's in the muscle. And so sometimes people will measure certain things. I'm guilty of this. You're measuring changes in body composition. And what really matters are a lot of those things like those ratios. So your body fat percentage, your hip to weight ratio, these things are showing that you're losing the right kind of weight. But then all of a sudden my like biceps down a little bit and it's like, oh man, that's going in the wrong direction. I'm losing muscle there most likely. And some research coming out right now is getting more into how if you're the type of person that has more fat in the muscles, you're going to be that size of the biceps is going to go down, but that doesn't mean you're actually losing muscle right. itself too.
And also when you lose a whole bunch of weight, it can look like you lost lean mass, but really it was your organs that were excessively large 100 pounds ago. You're actually losing unnecessary organ tissue. And that's not accounted for. It's just fat-free mass and fat mass.
Right.
So fat-free mass, literally anything that's not fat. So you go do a DEXA, you get out, you drink a liter of water, 2 pounds worth, and you go back in, it's going to give you different fat-free mass.
Mm.
But that doesn't, it's not muscle, it's just water, but it fills up. Excuse me. And so the ability to have that not affect the readings, to be able to do a scan where you can tell exactly the circumference of every different body part, gives you the hip to waist ratio, and the 1.618 is what you're looking for, and it just tracks every single metric you could think you want to track: right thigh, left thigh, right calf, left calf, and it gives you a level of specificity and granularity that is unavailable with a DEXA scan. Now, there are certain things like the bone density component that DEXA does and this doesn't, but for body composition and trackable, like my shoulders and my chest versus my legs or my abdomen versus my shoulders, there's just so much more granular detail
in
the prism.
Yeah, so let's just recap. What existed in the past, when I started off as a trainer too, you'd have to take people, do all these little measurements, do calipers. With the calipers, you can be really hard to get those accurate too. People use them differently.
It's not very repeatable.
It's not very repeatable. And then on the other end of the spectrum was something like a DEXA scan, which is, you know, $100,000+ machine. You have to schedule the appointment. It costs a lot of money to go do that. We've been trying to close this gap for a long time for people. Here comes Prism AI. It was developed at Texas Tech University. The accuracy is incredible. They also were able to do some other really cool things with it. So like Jim said, just to get real specific here, when you go into our app, you can go to Fit Profile, you open up scans, and you're able to do a full scan in the comfort of your own home. That's another problem that we've solved, because a lot of people, in order to do this well, would have to come into the studio, go change into something that was relatively revealing, made them feel uncomfortable. They're in front of their trainers. Now you can do this in your bathroom. Nobody's there. Nobody's going to look at that picture. And you can feel a lot more comfortable doing that. So not only is it convenient, it just feels much better. And there's sort of like that less awkward moment for it. But the second thing that they developed is they were actually, this is crazy, but this is the world we live in now with AI and algorithms. They were able to develop another feature called Future Me. And is a feature in the app where you can basically say, okay, my goal is, you know, I'm 190 pounds and my goal is to weigh 170 pounds. And so you do a scan. And then what Future Me does is it basically creates this avatar of you and says, this is roughly what you're going to look like when you achieve that goal, which is incredibly motivating for the people that I know that have tried it. The cool way that they tested this is they basically took a bunch of people, asked them what their goal was, like 20 pounds, 50 pounds, et cetera. There was a massive cohort. I'll butcher this, but you can check out Prism's website. And then they took snapshots all along the way of that journey. But before they did that, they basically had their algorithm go build what they would look like in the future. And then they just paired that up against reality. At the end, same thing there. It was close to dead on, like 2 to 4% efficacy.
Super cool.
So there's just a lot of cool motivating features. Our philosophy, as most of you know, 20 minutes twice a week, is to make these things simple, to get them out of your way. And that's why we've spent a lot of time and energy developing this app that does track your progress and results. You can see your strength gains over time in the phone application, whether you're in a Nautilus studio or a FastFit studio. And you can do things like body composition, blood work we've talked about, et cetera, all right there, quick, simple, out of the way. So yeah, when it comes to body composition, it's important to measure those things over time. It's important to set those acute and long-term targets so that you can be motivated by them. It's important to track those ratios, and every little circumference, you know, really can tell the full story contextually. And Prism AI does it all in our app.
Very easily, very automatically. You just spin around. It takes your video and spits out numbers that are within 2% of a DEXA scan. Yeah, I was blown away when I first tried it. I'm still blown away. It's just, your point is correct. We're simplifying each part of the process to remove all friction to make it as easy as possible. So there really is no excuse anymore to not get strong, get lean. And then the previous episode about the blood work, it's a one-stop shop.
It's awesome. If you have any questions about it or you can't really quite figure it out, get with your trainer, get with your PeakWell coach. Otherwise, that's today's episode. Pig number 3, it never existed. Body composition, it's in the app. Thank you, guys.
And there you have it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.